Hello, I'm Robert Cramp. Welcome to Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to take the Experiment of the Week on the road. We're going to go for a drive with a helium balloon. As I drive, I want you to watch the balloon because it's going to behave in a way that may not be quite what you expect. For example, when you accelerate, when you first start out, you feel yourself pressed back into the seat. Inertia tends to hold you in place, so everything in the car is going to feel like it's pressing backwards except the balloon. Because when I accelerate, the balloon moves forward. When I turn the corner, everything will be turned to the left, except the balloon, which moves to the right. And if I suddenly put on the brakes, while everything else moves forward, the balloon moves backwards. It seems to do everything in reverse, and it does. The reason is density. The balloon floats because it's less dense than the air around it. So the denser air is down here, pushing the lighter balloon upwards. When I accelerated, inertia pushed me and the air in the car backwards. That shoved the lighter balloon to the front. When I turned the corner, inertia, trying to move in a straight line, caused everything to move to the left side of the car, but the balloon went to the right. Even when I hit the brakes, everything else moves forward, the balloon gets shoved back. So because it's less dense than the air around it, it behaves in exactly the opposite direction of what you feel. So, get a balloon, put it someplace where it won't interfere with the driver, take a drive, watch the balloon, learn some science. That's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.